Lithuania shares the challenges that secularism poses to the universal church, but its communist history puts a different twist on the problem. Speaking on the sidelines of the International Eucharistic Congress this week in Dublin, Ireland, the General Secretary of the Lithuanian Bishops' Conference, Bishop Gintaras Grušas, expresses hope that things are improving in the Lithuanian Church. Eimear McCarthy asks Bishop Grušas about religious freedom today in his country and why he speaks with such an American accent.
I grew up in the United States and in a Lithuanian family, and when Lithuania became independent, I was in the seminary and went to Lithuania in 1992.
And haven't looked back since. Well, we're here speaking to you in a third country, which is Dublin, at the 50th International Eucharistic Congress. It really has drawn participants from literally all over the world. If you can speak to us a little bit about the Lithuanian delegation, how many of you are here, when you arrived, and what you've seen so far, what has struck you so far about the Congress?
Well, there are about 15 of us here. There are the priest, Father Žydrūnas Kulpis, who is our national delegate. We have two of our bishops here, and the rest are laity and sisters. I arrived on Monday, the two bishops did. The delegation, for the most part, I think, was here for the opening on Sunday. They'll be here for the whole week. It's early in the program, but one of the talks that we were at today was that of Sister Brish McKenna and Father Kevin Scanlon. They had been to Lithuania several times, so it's a little bit of an old homecoming, but they really touched on the importance of praying for priests, the close tie between the priesthood and the Eucharist. And so, as was reiterated several times, if there was no priesthood, there would be no Eucharistic Congress. But the importance of that praying for one another, the laity for their priests, the bishops for their priests, and the priests and the laity for their bishops. So that exchange of prayers and support in living the Eucharist.
The Eucharist, or should I, rather than the Eucharist itself, but the practice of the Eucharist, particularly in secularized or increasingly secularized countries, we're witnessing an increasing decline in attendance and participation in the Sunday Eucharist. Pope Benedict has frequently called for people to return to recognizing in Sunday the Day of the Lord, the day of our Eucharistic celebration. Is this also the case in Lithuania? Because that comes from a completely different background, a completely different historical context. And how would you say we can go about addressing this problem? What do we need to do as a church to try and encourage people who have become more distant from the practice of their faith and help them understand and come back?
The lack of practice of Sunday Mass attendance in Lithuania stems from a little bit of a different history because of the communist times and the occupation. But within the last 20 years, those who had in difficult times attended Mass, continue to attend, but the reaching out, the evangelization, the catechesis of our youth is still an important task. I think the Holy Father really hit the nail on the head with the declaration of the upcoming Year of Faith. I think understanding what's faith, getting a deeper understanding of the meaning of the Eucharist and the meaning of church is probably the principal thing that we need to do in order to have people live it. Because once you have the understanding of what it is that we believe, then the practice of belief naturally follows from that.
In his opening address at the beginning of work and working sessions here at the Eucharistic Congress, Archbishop Martin gave an address on the state, on the church in the modern world. He was, of course, specifically referring to the situation in Ireland, but there was one point that he made that I think could really be transferred to any country in the world. That is the need in the third millennium for the church and people of faith to find points of contact with wider society, so as the church is not increasingly marginalized or banished from the public square. Religious freedom, basically. The freedom to be church, to be people of faith in society. Is this also a problem in Lithuania?
I think it's a problem worldwide right now. The secular society is spreading. But I think back to the same cure, and that is the year of faith and understanding our faith and living it. To find points of contact, I think the church needs to be herself and very much herself, not afraid to present who we are as we are. One of the problems that I think we face often is trying to bend so much to society that we lose our identity. And if understanding our faith and being able to live it, we present objective truth as it is. And I think that is the point of contact with society. A lot of people tend to be lost and often isolated in modern society. And so if we can help them find the way to the truth and understand it, they will have that foundation on which to start building and often rebuilding their lives. We see that with people who get lost in various addictions or difficulties in life, and once they start regrounding themselves in God, they have that foundation on which to start rebuilding. Groups such as the Anonymous Alcoholic Movement very much show the power of the objective truth, finding it and living it. And that's what we do when we evangelize, to help people find their way back to the objective truth, not being afraid of stating it and living it.